This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, December 5, 2008. Strange logic. The scripture is Luke 1, verses 26 and 27. God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin, pledged to be married. It is strange enough that God includes finite human beings, mere creatures, in His magnificent plan to redeem the world. But He often makes a point of using people who are weak and insignificant, rather than powerful and influential. I probably would have enlisted the resources of the Roman Caesar Augustus. But no, God bypasses the power structures of the day and goes to a nothing town in Galilee. He calls on a young virgin and her insignificant fiancé. What is God thinking? God is thinking the same thing that was on His mind when He inspired David to battle Goliath, when He arranged for a Jewish girl named Hadassah, Esther, to win a Persian beauty contest, when He called lowly fishermen to be disciples and then leaders of His church. When great good triumphs through weak and insignificant people, it's easy to see that the humans aren't the ones behind it. God is. Years later, the Apostle Paul would write to the unruly Corinthians, many of whom said he wasn't worthy of their respect. He was physically unattractive. He was bold in his writing, but timid when talking face to face. He wasn't polished. Paul's response? That's right. And the fact that anything good comes out of my ministry shows that God is truly the one behind it. Paul understood God's logic. Do you? Would you pray with me? What do you have in mind for me today, Lord? Whatever it is, help me to rely more on your strength than on mine. If need be, make me weak, but obedient. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.